Earlier this month, Starbucks stores premiered the new Paul McCartney album, Memory Almost Full, playing it all day in their stores. Finding new ways to market music to today's mass audience is only one of the challenges McCartney faces, and rock critic Ken Tucker hears Memory Almost Full as the former Beatles' attempt to address those challenges.
I've got too much on my plate. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it isn't too late. Searching for the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. I've got too much
on its surface,
mind.
And for as deep as it gets, Memory Almost Full is a nostalgia album. I'm not saying that Paul McCartney is trying to sound like the Beatles, or even like the man he was when he released his first solo album 37 years ago. No, it's an album about looking back with fondness. And whereas I, at least, often have trouble remembering what I did a month ago, Paul McCartney sings on the song I just played about what he calls his ever-present past. It's a past, of course, that looms with gigantic presence across pop history. But when McCartney isn't musing about it, he sometimes seems at a loss for subject matter. He can lapse into innocuous prettiness that's not about much of anything, such as this song, the album's first single, Dance Tonight.
Everybody gonna dance tonight. Everybody gonna feel all right. Everybody gonna dance around tonight. Everybody gonna dance around. Everybody gonna hit the ground. Everybody gonna dance around tonight. Well, you can come on to my place if you want to. You can do anything you wanna do.
Everybody. As I say, that's a pretty little tune with McCartney trilling and whistling while strumming a mandolin. I don't mean to condescend to the skill it takes to come up with a melody as nice as that, and to execute it with such artful casualness. But there's a sense in which McCartney's musical modesty collides with his iron-willed careerism that strikes me as sometimes disingenuous, or at least, as they say in the therapy trade, compartmentalized. A couple of times on Memory Almost Full, an intriguing McCartney emerges. I confess to being fascinated in a tabloid way by the song Gratitude, which I have a hard time not hearing as an assertion of appreciation or a kindly kiss-off to his wife Heather Mills. I gather McCartney has denied it, and the song's full-throated sincerity belies the interpretation of barbed irony. At any rate, no matter how you hear it, it's a good piece of McCartney music-making, for its effulgent and simply stated emotionalism, a sound rarely heard from anyone these days.
Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. I'm so grateful for everything you've ever given me. How can I explain what it means to be loved by you? By you. Loved by you. Loved by you. Show my gratitude.
The best song on this album is another one in which McCartney reaches into his throat for his Little Richard growl, and comes out with That Was Me. As it happens, it's also the album's most clearly autobiographical song, with references to his childhood and his early days with the Beatles. As this album proceeds, McCartney sings more and more about end times, with lines about how he wants jokes and stories to be told on the day he dies. It's difficult to imagine that such sentiments mean much to anyone younger than his baby boomer demographic, but that may also be the younger generation's loss. In the meantime, his albums could bear a few more songs than he offers here that are more than extremely well-played ditties and artful caprices, artful dodges. It might make the music mean more than the soundtrack to getting your Vente Soy Latte pronto.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Memory Almost Full from Paul McCartney.